Hour number three kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Here's with some hour three headlines, Cody.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Somebody mowed our grass today.
Nice.
Outside the station.
Nice. So
I guess our landscaping servant.
Nice.
Do we have landscapers?
No. Not anymore.
Who
we
mowed
it? For
it?
A little bit. Then we had Will that was on overtime. He would mow it sometimes.
I thought Jake did all that stuff for
Jake
Nate.
Jake might do it now. I don't know.
Doesn't he do stuff for Nate?
I don't know.
Favors?
None of my business.
Mowing and stuff?
None of my business. I stay
somebody
out.
Somebody mowed.
My name.
Might have been Nate that mowed. Sometimes Nate used to mow.
And I ain't in it.
Kind of a weird day to mow. The grass is wet. I got grass on my feet because I went out to pee and got to.
We have a bathroom here, sir.
Yeah, but I go out back. There's a dead spot in the grass where I go every day. I think I exposed myself to a truck driver, too, on accident. He was standing beside his truck, and I could tell he was on the phone, and he was looking this way. But I don't know.
You go to that side of the building to pee? Closest to the interstate?
I go around the right side, so I pointed at the interstate.
Oh, that's weird.
It is? Where would you point?
I go around that way and just go to the...
Well, that's where I go, too.
The interstate's over here.
Yeah, I face the interstate.
How far back do you go?
To the back of the building.
You go like to the very back of the building?
Yeah.
I just go to the side of the building.
Which means I step through your spot every day?
Yeah.
On my way to my spot?
Well, not every day. I only do it maybe once a week, once every 2 weeks.
Remember that time you went out there and Bear had his hog out?
Yeah. I do.
What is it about men? Why do men want to pee outside?
Well, there's a part of our bathroom not being very clean and not being very welcoming, but also there's only one bathroom, so if someone's in it or do it, you know, beat you there, you got to go do other things.
I just like the fresh air.
Well, you answered your own question then.
I hope that truck driver didn't call me in for indecent exposure. Of course, I don't know if he could see me from that far away.
So people are wanting to know, are you still going to do This Guy Eats on Friday? Are you going to be able to do that, or is the tournament throwing that off again?
No, I'll do it. I'll plan to do it.
You should probably do it tonight if you're going to do
it. If I didn't do it last week, though, and I do it this week, then it's kind of like last week was just an excuse because it's the same situation, right?
Not,
I didn't think we'd be in the Sweet 16, though.
It's not as full of a field, so it's a little bit different.
All right, I'll do it.
First day of tournament's different than Sweet 16 day.
I'll do it, but I might do it tonight the day tomorrow.
Like on the air?
No, I'm still going to do it Friday. I'm going to do it Friday when it's supposed to be.
No, done. No, no. I'm saying you can eat to tomorrow.
Yeah, I might eat. That's
tonight or tomorrow.
That's what I'm saying. I might eat today or tomorrow.
Okay.
But I'll still, I'll plan on it, folks. Plan on it. I like how the guy that wrote into you about first class was named Clinton. That's funny because who knows more about first class than the Clintons, you know? Hilarious.
Great. Good one.
Yeah, I thought so. Funny.
You got any headlines?
Oh, yeah. I'll read the news. Thanks, John. 20 years ago today, Ryan Newman put down a big lap in qualifying at Bristol to shatter the track record.
Okay.
It was the first time ever a lap was run under 15 seconds at Bristol and stood as a record for 10 years.
I'm literally yawning at that story.
Okay, I'll move to a new one. My friends are wanting me to go to the Bristol Dirt Race.
When is that?
April 8th, I think.
You going?
It's either April 7th or April 8th. I feel like if I'm talking about Bristol, I got it.
You going to go?
I don't know.
Is the dirt race fun?
I think they're wanting to go to like Dollywood the day before, and I don't really want to do both of those things. And also, here's another problem I have. It'll be my 30th birthday soon, and I don't have any special plans. I feel like I'm supposed to go somewhere, because I feel like it's my last big birthday, my last good birthday.
You know, you're going to make it to 40?
Well, maybe, but... Like, I don't know. That's a scary thought.
50?
Isn't it?
You get to 50?
Isn't that a scary thought? What odds would you put on me getting to 40?
75%.
That's still kind of like...
I'd give you 80. 82%.
But still just like everyday life. That's 10 years.
I mean,
like, you don't know what could happen. Like
me making it 7 more years, I would put 50-50. 60-40.
I mean, it's
people die every day, B.
I know. It's likely that you'll make it.
Yeah, 65%. I mean, I'll take those odds. It's just like analytics, though. So we're talking about KenPom and 96 Bulls. Like, the stats can be in your favor, and you can just miss some shots. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sometimes you don't put your seatbelt on at the right time. And
no, my car dings and dings and dings. I can't go further than 10 feet, and it drives me crazy.
Yeah. Although your car might just engulf in flames one day and not let you out of it.
That is true. That could happen as well.
Kendrick Perkins has been let go by ESPN.
No, he hasn't. You got fooled by a fake tweet.
Oh, I did. Oh, yeah. That says the NBA Cantrell.
Not Central. Oh. Cantrell.
I like how you always know. That was just first in my bookmarks. Well, this one will be real. Scientists believe devastating asteroid hitting the Earth is more likely than previously thought.
Nice. I didn't even have it in me to let you go on and argue with you about it being fake. I just went ahead and told you.
No, I just wanted to move on from that one because I actually got on that one. I mean, there was no getting out of that one. That was just embarrassing. So
that was just you reading the internet for
it. Yeah, that was, I got on that one.
Kerr Creasa.
Doesn't happen often.
Kerr Creasa, the what? Very annoying guard from Arizona, has entered the transfer portal.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
I wouldn't mind kicking the tires on Kerr Creasa. He could be our new Santee.
Go kick him.
A poor man Santee. Don't get me wrong. He's not as good as Santee, but.
Kick him, my brother. But
hey, if Santee's gone, we're going to need somebody to run around and do a bunch of stuff. Maybe, you know, you could come and check it out.
Maybe.
Perhaps.
I thought I had bookmarked some stuff, but I don't guess I did. Oh, yeah, I did one here. Americans are one step closer to being able to buy, or perhaps being forced to buy, chicken grown from animal cells, also known as lab-grown meat. How do you feel about that?
Well, I don't have any thoughts, really. I like chicken.
Some are saying that's why Bill Gates is buying up all that land.
That's what I was telling you. I think I tell you stuff, and then you go around telling people what some people are saying. Like,
some people are saying
all you have to do is hear one thing from somebody, then you tell people that people are saying.
Well.
And you regurgitate it back to me. I'm like, I'm the one who told you that.
Sometimes that's the case. I mean, that's kind of scary to me. I don't trust lab-grown chicken. You know, COVID came from a lab.
It's true.
We need to get our own chicken farms in our backyards now. Just to have food.
You know, my step-grandfather was a chicken farmer. Or farmer? Is that what they're called? He worked in chicken houses.
I bet he smelled.
He did. He smelled awful.
I bet he smelled.
He smelled awful. And everybody in the family used to comment on it. Jim, you stink. Go get in the shower, Jim.
I bet at a certain point even a shower didn't help. He just stunk.
What do they call? Is that called a chicken farmer? Because nobody ever called him a farmer. They just said Jim works in chicken houses. I didn't even get the respect of being called a farmer.
I don't know. He cleans chicken coops.
He would wear these big this one piece overall basically that like and they were just dirty as hell.
Yeah. He did honest work.
Oh yeah, he was a
and like I said, I bet at a certain point the showers just quit helping and the smell was in his skin and
he was stopped. A laborer.
Yep.
Yeah. Old Jim. So I don't know how I feel about lab-grown chicken, but apparently we're one step closer to lab-grown meat, says the FDA. And you're going to have to start raising your own meat. You're going to have to go back to the old days, I think. Back to the old days where you just had your own meat and your own vegetables and you bartered with people. Well, a rare specimen of a very large new spider species has been found in Australia, Cam.
Nice.
And it's rare and it's giant. Those are the key words here. Wow, it looks like a octopus. A new and large species of spider was found living in Queensland, Australia, and researchers say it's in need of protection. I disagree. Rare and colorful, the tarantula-like creature is a type of golden trapdoor spider.
Ooh, those are cool.
Yeah, belonging to the genus Oropolis.
You ever seen the trapdoor spiders, the way they have their little holes and they just pop out and grab stuff?
I have not.
It's pretty trippy.
I have not, and I don't think I want to. You ever let a tarantula crawl on you?
No.
I used to know this girl. She had a spider web tattoo on her leg, and she had a pet tarantula, but she didn't just sit there.
I don't particularly
care. For some reason, that worked for me.
Did I ever show you the picture of me with a snake around my neck?
From New Orleans?
No.
This spider does look sweet.
I don't particularly care to see it. I can already picture it in my head. So, like, I don't need to really see it.
You don't want
to
see it?
Not really. I'm picturing you just sitting there with a snake around your neck. It was a little snake, right?
It was my stepbrother's snake.
Are into that?
I had my stepbrother's snake around my neck. No, it's not like that. Stop being weird. What are you, some kind of freak?
Your stepbrother had a snake?
Isn't that what the old man said to Roman? What are you, son? Some kind of creep?
Some kind of sicko.
Some kind of sicko.
What are you, a sicko?
He sent Jerry the picture.
No spoiler.
Oh, is that a spoiler?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Sunday. Are you going to watch immediately when you get home?
I'll be home before then. I get home early. I'll probably get home and just watch a whole bunch of it. Or see who our Final Four opponents are. Man, what are you, some kind of sicko?
Imagine that Sunday evening. Succession back and Tennessee looking at the Final Four.
That's right.
That is about as good as it could be.
Only thing that could...
That will be close to the Sunday when Tiger won the Masters leading into Season 8 of Game of Thrones, when you thought Game of Thrones was going to be, you know, epic, and then obviously it ended up not being great. But
so we'll have what? It'll be Alabama, Diego State versus Creighton, Houston, maybe versus Texas. Houston versus Texas in... Where's that being played at?
Probably Texas.
Well, I know Houston has the Final Four, so I know like they don't have the Elite Eight as well.
So Houston could essentially play in their home city.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah, which like...
That'll be in Vegas, the other Elite Eight.
Is it? Okay.
It's Vegas.
Okay.
The one's in New York, one's in Vegas. Because Arkansas, I know they're in Vegas.
But there's four of them.
There's four host sites?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You act like that's like a...
Well, no, there's four regions. They all have four different spots.
It is. Oh, yeah, man, that is bad.
Well,
I looked at where they...
Arkansas is in Vegas.
One's in Dallas, maybe?
If Arkansas is in Vegas, that means that they're playing Connecticut, and then that's where Gonzaga and UCLA are playing. So,
yep, that's right. So we're in the Garden, and then I think there's one like in... The other two are less desirable locations. They're not Vegas and New York.
Okay.
One's like, I want to say one's like San Antonio or Dallas or Austin or some Texas, maybe. No.
Really, Google. They didn't fix. I actually put 15.
You must find it.
I put 15 instead of 16, and they didn't correct it for me. Really?
What'd you put, sweet 15?
Really? I did put sweet 15, and they like didn't correct.
I'm surprised sweet 16 hasn't been canceled yet.
So let's see. We got. T-Mobile Arena, that's Las Vegas. The KFC Yum Center, is that in Louisville?
I guess so. Sounds like no, that is
a snake around my neck.
Yeah, I've seen that before. It's a very little snake.
No,
that's
not Louisville.
Where's the T-Mobile Center? At?
T-Mobile Center?
Yeah,
Louisville.
KFC Yum is Louisville.
KFC Yum is Louisville. Where's T-Mobile?
One of them's in Louisville.
That's Kansas City.
Oh,
so Kansas City, Louisville.
I've been so wrong about this.
Yeah, you're terrible. It's like you haven't been watching the
tournament. Have you ever seen that picture of me?
Did you put that on your dating profiles?
No.
Let me see it. You just send that to the guy that likes big bellies.
No. I can't put that one because my belly's hanging out. I look too fat.
Yeah, but some people might be into it.
Yeah, that guy that likes big bellies.
Okay, let's go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Take my shoe off, put my sock on my hand, and then give you a mandible claw. How does that make you feel, knowing that that's what I'm thinking about right now?
Makes me want to set a table on fire.
And then get put through it?
And get put through it, okay. Yeah. Wearing a white
button-up shirt. What would you do if I actually did start taking my shoe off and putting my sock on my hand? Do you think you could fend me off?
I wouldn't do.
If I just came over there really quickly and just put.
Yeah, I could fend you off. I wouldn't.
What if I snug attack you, though?
What, from behind? How are you going to sneak attack me in here?
Just I slide over a little bit like this. And next thing you know, I've reached down. I got my sock in my hand. And
I think I'd feel you coming.
In one quick motion, just boom.
Well, I'd be pretty gross, for one thing, and I'd be pretty upset.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
I mean, I don't know what I'd do, necessarily.
Do you think you'd cry if I put my sock in your mouth?
I wouldn't cry.
Like, I don't mean, like, sad tears. I mean, like, angry tears.
No, yeah, like sometimes
you get
tears.
You get so angry and you're so mad that somebody's done something to you and you just can't really control your emotions and you're just crying, but you're not, like, being a baby.
No,
I never. That's just how angry you are.
I never did that.
And that's when people are like, oh, no, he's about to snap. He's about to go crazy.
I never did that.
Do you have any interest in spring football practice?
It's going on this week, I heard.
Yeah, it is. I'm asking if you have any interest in it. Cam, you have any interest in it?
I'll be interested to just see, like, early reports on, like, Nico, I guess, is probably the biggest thing.
Yeah. The earliest reports of him is basically, like, he's having to run with, you know, the, kind of the backups and can't really judge much from him, from what
makes
I've seen.
Makes sense.
I'm excited for football season, but I can't even think about it until basketball's done.
Yeah, we're busy right now.
It's kind of where I'm at.
Right, right, right.
Basketball school.
I am kind of confused.
What are you confused about?
Concerned about what's going to happen the next few months because there's no football till September. That's 6 months from now. Five and a half.
That is pretty far.
Yeah, it doesn't
look like. What do we do in the meantime?
I don't think we're going to get a good baseball season to really take any pressure off.
No.
I am in. I personally am really into what's going on in the NBA right now, but I know you don't care about that.
No. No, I don't. I've tried and tried, and I just don't. What's a good name for the Hour 2 podcast?
You still haven't got that up 22 minutes later?
No, people don't mind. They can wait.
What do we talk about in hour two?
You remember, Cam?
Hour two?
Yeah.
You don't remember either.
We talked about...
low energy from all of us today. Everyone keeps yawning and it gets passed around in a circle.
Maybe it's just me yawning. I should just name it something that has nothing to do with
yeah.
it. How to build a church with only rocks. That's what I'm naming it. People are going to be like, oh, this is interesting. And then never.
Well, they listen to Hour 3 podcast. Just say that what you're talking about is us building a church in the Sweet 16 with the number one defense in the country and the 60th offense. So, like, we built a church of rocks because all five of the top five defenses made the Sweet 16.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
That's true because we've been throwing up rocks all year.
Yeah.
We've been in rock fights, as they call them.
But now here we are fighting, much like San Diego State.
We've built a Sweet 16. Church.
Sweet the Sweet
church.
Sistine Chapel.
Sweet
except
church.
This is the Sweet 16 Chapel.
Was that Michelangelo?
No, Donatello.
Did the Sweet 17, Sweet, what is it, Sistine?
The 16th Chapel.
The Sistine Chapel. The 16th Chapel. Who did the first 15? The Sistine Chapel.
Yeah.
Isn't that the one that has the cool stuff painted on the ceiling?
Mm-hmm.
And that was Michelangelo.
No, it was Leonardo.
Da Vinci?
No, Donatello.
DiCaprio?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's Da Vinci, yeah.
He would like the 16 chapel.
Yeah. Not Da Vinci. Who do we say?
DiCaprio.
No, the first one.
Donatello.
No.
Michelangelo.
Who actually did it? Michelangelo, yeah.
Michelangelo,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, me too. But then I worked myself into a shoot and I couldn't actually
remember.
What if
Michelangelo was a creep?
Define creep. You'll give him the pass for it was just different times.
Different time, yeah.
That was a way different time. Yeah. Was that the Renaissance time? I always hear about the Renaissance period as being
That was the Age of Enlightenment. So like
that's where I would have thrived.
So I do, yeah, clearly. No, I do think that was a time for like arts and stuff like that. I mean, I think that's what.
Isn't it kind
of when I think sad? Of that? When I think of that, the first thing that comes to my mind is Voltaire.
Oh yeah, he was a great baseball player. Isn't it kind of sad to you that we don't value the arts in America?
What are you talking about? People love the arts. People worship artists. What do you mean?
I don't.
We value the arts too much.
But you can't make money in the arts.
Unless, yes, you can.
Unless you're at the top of your field.
Okay, well, that's I make money in the arts.
No.
What we do is art.
You make money in business.
But it's attached to the arts. They're paying for the arts.
It's not, though. because you should be able to just be paid for the arts. You know what I mean? Like, if you get a college degree and it's in the arts,
no one would
have
paid.
There's not going to be a lot of money.
No one would have paid Shakespeare just for being Shakespeare if he wasn't selling his stuff or, like, doing plays and people were, I don't know if people were paying for those plays or what, but somebody was paying him to put them on. He was getting given something
for
that.
He wasn't. That's kind of the thing they say, though, about the great artists is a lot of them did not benefit until after they died.
Yeah, I mean, like, Van Gogh died poor.
Yeah, which is kind of the beauty in a way of being the artist, but it also kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Because it's like you want to give the world your art, but you got to make money.
You seem so worried about money. You talk about money all the time. You seem like you really value
it. I don't have
money. But you seem like you really value it.
I just need more of it. I don't even need a lot of money. I just need enough to, like, just be comfortable, you know, not have to worry about it. I just want to, like, not have to worry about it. I don't even want to be rich. I just want, like...
I really think you should tap into this OnlyFans thing. I really do.
You think?
I would love to pour hot chocolate all over you.
But pose nude?
No, you could be tasteful. You can have underwear on.
What kind? Like tidy whities?
Whatever your high-paying subscribers want.
I could give them content.
Yeah, be like...
I could do something like that where I do other forms of content. Just
yeah,
content.
You sit there and do comedy while... getting clubbed.
Getting whipped with a belt.
Talk about a comedy club.
Yeah, there you go. Welcome to Cody's Comedy Club. You know, you just
call it Comedy Club.
I don't think you can say that.
Fake
you,
word.
You should just give it a try. Then maybe you won't have to worry about money.
Why do you want me to be humiliated?
I'm just trying to. Trying to find avenues. You say you say you want to make more money.
I do, but why is it
that you
get to
do something?
Yeah, but you get to cut business deals for your money. Why do I have to be whipped with a chain?
You said you don't want to go out and do sales, so
why do I have to be strangled with a belt for my money?
You can't have it both ways.
No, it's true. I don't. I don't like the business world.
Okay,
just,
that's fine.
But I need their money, though. Like, I want their money, but...
Maybe we'll sponsor maybe we'll get sponsors for some of your clubbings.
I just don't know how to interact with people.
It's because you hate everybody. You think you're better than everybody.
No, I don't. I don't hate everybody.
You judge everybody, and you think... You come in with all your preconceived notions.
No, it's not true. I just don't... I think I'm uncomfortable asking people for their money. Is kind of what it comes down to. Like, maybe I don't.
When you text me,
I don't ask you for money. I just haven't paid you back for a couple things. But I just like I don't know. It's like it makes me uncomfortable.
Just
maybe I don't value myself. Maybe that's what it is.
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Because like
that's
I don't
what it is.
I don't.
You don't think that we actually provide any service here,
right?
And I always tell you that that's not true,
right? That's
that my advertising sponsors tell that people that are great fans, are great listeners, they support us, and that they do go in there and support the people who give us money, and that they see a reward in that, they see the benefit in working with us.
That's the part that I have trouble
believing. And you don't
believe
in us.
That's the part that I have trouble believing.
I don't know why you don't believe in us when we have loyal fans. Whenever we sell shirts, people buy shirts. Whenever we do stuff.
We don't sell shirts.
Well, we did sell shirts one time. I sold a bunch of them.
I would like to do that.
Well, yeah, you didn't have to do anything with it. I had to mail them all.
Well, you got to use my likeness.
I used a phrase that you stole from somebody else.
You used my likeness. That's my phrase.
No.
You used my likeness, so I got to make money off those. That's the way that works.
I didn't even make any money off of it. I just gave it to you and Cam because COVID had hit, and I was worried about my boys since the everything was closing down.
Yeah.
And then I had to do all the damn work. So, yes, you was great selling shirts.
You used my likeness.
It was great selling shirts for you, I'm sure.
You got to use my little catchphrase.
I could have taken that off, and people still would have bought just the logo.
I created my catchphrase. I think we should do more merch. I've been saying that for months.
Yes. But you don't do anything with it. You just say we need more merch.
No,
you don't say,
I need
here's
your
ideas.
Help. You have I need you to guide me in a way.
You need
but
me
I'll
to
do,
come up with the idea.
No,
to
have,
get the people to do the shirts for us, to go pick up and pay for the shirts.
No.
To sell the shirts and then to send them out and then you say, yes, we did merch. Good job.
No.
That's what you need.
No, I'll do work.
I'll go pick up the shirts,
no,
John.
I don't have any direction in knowing how to do any of that. Like, I have ideas.
Yeah, if you
I
just
can show you my ideas, I if can you sketch. Just, you, I can sketch them out.
I've been telling you for 2 years or however long. If you just if you sketch out the idea, I can get someone to do them for us and get them. But I'm not coming up with the ideas.
If I bring you ideas, can we sell shirts again?
Yeah, if they're good ideas.
You think people will buy them?
People like us.
I have ideas for shirts.
Okay.
Do you want to hear them?
No. Save them.
Well, also, we got to kind of workshop them, so.
We'll workshop them together.
Yeah.
I got a pretty good eye for what'll work. I've sold a lot of shirts in my day. Overrated, underrated, coming up next. So you're watching the game.
It's overrated. Overrated, my friend. Overrated. I want to tell you why.
I think that's a solid rated right there. It's perfect rated.
He underrated, man. He got some swag. He has some real swag.
Lobsters are underrated. They don't die.
All right, he's ready to play some overrated, underrated.
Why are you laughing?
You're just over there yawning away.
Oh, hell yeah, I'm ready.
And then that intro wasn't 2 minutes, so it probably bored you a little bit.
That's true. I like to savor my intros.
Can we get to overrated, underrated, please?
All right. First up we have salmon.
I mean, I love salmon. I think it's underrated. It's the best fish, and bears eat a lot of it, and so do I. So yummy. Just take it and just put it in my oven for 35, 40 minutes or so, and just put some lemon on it. I feel so healthy. So yummy. It's pink. Love pink meat. Put a little garlic salt on it.
Love eating the pink.
Some carrots. Some broccoli. Sometimes every now and then a little white rice. And that's a good meal for me. Whenever I touch it with a fork, it just falls apart. And you just pick it up and eat it or just... Although sometimes it does hurt my stomach a little bit. But like you said, I just have IBS. So I think everything hurts my stomach.
Got to go poopy.
Yeah. Everything hurts my stomach, I think.
It's actually pronounced salmon. And it is underrated. It is underrated. I'm with you. It's one of the most perfect foods if you look in terms of nutrition, like nutrients and just how good it is for you, because you get those omega-3s. It's good for your heart. Mm. It's a fatty fish. It's
not fall asleep. I'm so tired. I don't know why I'm so tired. I did not sleep at well. I did not sleep at all last night. I mean, I did, but not well.
It's good with butter.
There's something wrong with
like
me.
Like a good garlic butter or or no garlic butter. Just literally, you can just cook it in a pan with some salt and pepper.
I think I need to go see.
Salmon. Salmon's so good. A therapist?
Yeah, I think I need to go see a therapist.
A doctor or a therapist?
A therapist. Just got a lot built.
Are you depressed?
At night, I can't sleep.
Are you depressed, do you think?
I don't know. I feel like I've never, I don't think I've ever just experienced depression, really, so I don't really know. Is there like a feeling that you just get that you know you're depressed or what? I don't know.
I think being lethargic all the time and just feeling sleepy. Like you're in a rut. You don't seem depressed to me.
Yeah, I was going to say, Robin Williams, never forget about him.
Yeah, bang, bang.
Yeah, yeah, never forget about
Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah. So, not saying I'm, on death's door or anything. But
pretty soon going to be a two-man show.
I'm just saying, you can't judge a book by its cover.
Right.
I don't know if it's depression, though. Like, I haven't been sleeping well at all, but I don't think it's depression. But then I do feel lethargic and sleepy the next day, but I think that's from not sleeping and not depression.
Do you think maybe you don't get enough sunlight sometimes?
Why do you always try to diagnose me?
I'm not. Well,
whenever your friend
you
tells
you want to see a therapist,
whenever your friend says he needs to see a therapist, you don't try to fix them. Every time I don't feel well, you always have to.
You went outside occasionally.
You ever thought of
touching grass?
Yeah, you ever thought of maybe touching grass or drinking less? You could just be hungover still. Every time I don't feel well, Cody says I'm either drunk or need to go outside.
Well, I'm wondering what it could be. I mean, if you say you need to see a therapist, maybe just try going outside. You ever taken a walk?
I don't know, man. I am sleepy, though.
Smell the flowers, hear the birds chirp, meditation. I like it. You can come down to the river with me if you want.
I did try sometimes, and then my allergies would just be too bad. Yeah. I couldn't go back inside.
I love just closing my eyes and hearing the birds chirp, feeling the sun hit my face, feeling a little breeze here and there, and then you open them after about 10 minutes, and like you're coming into this gray world. It's so
maybe
powerful.
That's it. Maybe I need more meditation, because just hearing you describe that scene just puts me at peace.
Do you want to do a Kanye Reads Tweets?
He hasn't tweeted really lately.
That was a good segment we used to do.
That did always put me in a good mood.
Kanye Reads Tweets.
No, you read Kanye's tweets.
Yeah, I read Kanye tweets. Kanye didn't read them. He wrote them.
You ain't got the answers.
Guy's a genius. Or he was.
Yeah, so not anymore.
No.
Canceled. Not anymore.
Canceled. Yeah, so salmon, it's really, really good. It's superfood, isn't it? I mean, next to what? Like blueberries and kale. I mean, it's as good as it gets. Best to get wild caught.
Blueberries by yourself. Or by themselves, not by yourself. You can have them with friends, but
in the dark room.
Yeah,
no, like, you're supposed to, somebody's supposed to feed them to you.
Like, I love them in muffins, but are they still superfoods in muffins?
I don't think so. I don't think they're superfoods when they're in the muffins.
Yeah. What about pancakes?
I've been getting a lot of Instagram targeted ads for muffin tops. Just like people are selling muffin just tops. Like, I do like picking the muffin.
I can show you a muffin top.
I do like picking the top of the muffin off to eat it, but I do like the rest of it too. So I don't want just the muffin top. It seems like we're wasting.
What a weird thing to do.
Your algorithm might be weirder than mine.
Well, those are always like promoted ads. My algorithm is mostly just wrestling clips and big natural boobies.
And women getting dressed.
I told you I've moved on from that.
Yeah.
These are women getting undressed. It's the thing where, you know, they hold their shirt or they have like loose clothes on and it's like, show yourself in loose clothes and then you know what's underneath. And it's like, boom, just big boobs.
Oh, everywhere. Yeah.
Nonstop.
You like really big boobs?
I've come back around on them.
Yeah.
Thanks to these Instagram reels.
I don't care much for them. I mean, I don't care anything about them. I'm not anti-big boob, but like the large.
This is what the first Instagram.
It's a woman jumping rope. She's jumping rope and her ass is shaking.
What is wrong with what is wrong with me? That's not.
They know you like cardio and big butts.
I was just talking about big naturals, but what is this woman doing?
He likes big.
This could be you, though. This is what your OnlyFans
could
be.
Could be me.
You can just get there and just jump rope.
Jump rope.
And people watch you jiggle.
Just me in a thong.
People watch you jiggle. Just something to consider. Anyways, what's the next topic?
I want to talk more about salmon.
Okay, go ahead.
It's so good. Do you eat it with the skin? You ever eat the skin, too?
No, I never eat the skin. I cook it with the skin, but then I pull it out.
Pull
the
off the gray skin layer.
Well, I just leave the skin kind of laying there.
Yeah.
I had some salmon from somebody that went up to, like, Washington and, like, caught some salmon up there.
Wild
and
caught,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, and they, like...
Is it actually better?
It's better for you really than the farm good. Raised.
Well, I know about being better for you, but does it taste better?
It tastes really good. We had like a professional chef cook it, though.
Well, that might be why it tasted good.
And it was super fresh, sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah, so it was, that slapped.
It's good. Baked, pan-seared, grilled. I mean, anyway.
I almost took the job in Alaska. Just
might be,
eat salmon all the time.
Yeah, it might be the best food for you.
And see the bears catch the salmon.
You know, if a whole bear can live off of it, then...
They do fatten up on the salmon.
Yeah, so good.
Is it good, though, if they're fattening up off of it?
Lasts them all winter.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to get fattened up off of it.
Well, you're not going to get fat off just salmon.
Yeah, I'll be off of... I haven't had any soda today. Maybe that's why I'm so sleepy. I haven't had my caffeine. Usually last time I've had at least 12 ounces of Coke, sometimes 24.
Yeah.
I haven't had any today. Maybe that's why I'm so sleepy. Also, I didn't sleep well at all. Like I said, I need therapy.
You have insomnia, maybe?
Nah, I used to feel like I had it, and I couldn't sleep at all during COVID. That was terrible. That was always brutal. I was up till 4 a.m. every morning during that time. I'm not that bad anymore, but if I don't put on music or I'm still trying to stay off the melatonin. I have taken it a couple times this month, but I'm trying to stay off of it.
You should try just whiskey. Just drink whiskey until you fall asleep.
Yeah, I've done that a lot, too.
I don't think that's good for you.
That's not.
What about Ambien or Klonopin?
No, I don't believe in Ambien.
Klonopin?
I've never heard of that.
You might get fat off Klonopin. That's what happened to Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, I don't want that.
She got a little chubby.
Ambien.
She had to go on Oprah.
Yeah, no, Ambien, too many dreams and
hallucinations. Same with the melatonin.
Yeah, but Ambien's even worse. Kim, you got another topic?
Have you considered a wife?
Yeah.
Mail order brides.
That's what keeps me up at night.
Yeah.
All right.
Swimming.
Thinking about them? You ever find yourself running down the road and you got seven women on your mind?
No. Seven's way too many.
That is a lot.
No. Just working to keep one happy.
Now, you know what I got on my mind now? Salmon.
I know.
Want some salmon?
You look like a bear.
You look like an otter.
Touche.
All right. Next up, we got fanny packs.
Fanny packs have made a comeback. They used to just be for carnies and people at people at amusement parks and professional wrestlers. But no, I see people with fanny packs all the time now. I'll keep looking for a nice one because I got a cheap one. My brother brought me a cheap one for Christmas one year, and I do usually wear it when I go flying. Not so much anymore, but I want like a nice one. Maybe one I could put around my shoulders instead of around my waist.
Ooh, like I know what you're talking about, yeah. Man.
But it's nice to, if you don't have a purse, if you're not a woman, to have something you can put your stuff in. Cause
you don't have a wallet?
Well, you can't put your phone in your wallet. How do you put your phone in your wallet? Well, you put your keys in your wallet?
No, those.
You put your chapstick in your wallet?
You don't have to have chapstick on you at all times.
Not all times, but some people do.
Wallet, keys,
phone. Yeah, you put your gum in your wallet?
Wallet, keys,
your wallet phone. Holds your money and your cards, bro, not anything else. Sometimes, especially like right now, I mean, I don't have much here. I got wallet and then like keys.
They make things now where you can just put your cards on your phone.
Yeah, but what about your keys? What about your
how many
chapstick?
Keys do you have?
I mean, a lot of people have car keys.
Yeah. Most of the time, you can just leave your keys.
I hate flying with a bunch of stuff, too. Places. When I'm flying, I want to be as comfortable as possible, so I want to take my wallet out, my phone, and just put
it. Well, the alternative of wearing a fanny pack seems like something you wouldn't want to do.
Well, I understand why you wouldn't want to do it. It'd look weird on you. You got to be careful.
I don't want to be labeled as a pervert.
That's what I'm saying. If a big guy like you wearing a vest like that is walking around with a fanny pack on, he's going to get some looks. He's gonna get some looks.
Let's say you're near,
especially with that comb over hair you got right now.
If you were near a playground,
yeah.
With a fanny pack, yeah. Like you don't think you would get some weird looks at the park?
Some, not as many as you in that vest.
Is the vest weird?
It's not weird. It just
my mommy got it for me.
It
though.
Looks nice. It just looks like if I saw you around some kids in it, I'd be a little worried.
We need to keep an eye on this one.
Yeah. Put some Skittles in your fanny pack. You always got a snack.
I do feel weird sometimes because when I walk by the river at the park.
And you're like, man, I wish I had.
Well, no, there's a playground where like the kids are playing.
Back to this.
There's a playground there and the kids are like playing. Their moms are there and stuff. And I'm just one single guy like walking by.
I'm not looking. I'm not looking.
Well, you got to be careful nowadays because you can't even like smile at a kid. You just got to keep moving. You can't even, hey, little guy, you know, like.
It always made me a little uncomfortable when we were in public. My dad would always talk to kids.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, it's just like, give him a dollar and stuff like that. Like, yeah. He carried suckers around in dollars. Yeah. Was constantly giving kids like suckers and dollars.
Well, it's a nice thing.
And their mom, like their parents would usually like, no, okay, not a creep. It's okay. But like, it's just, I was always like, you can't really be doing that to everybody. It's like, what are they going
to
do?
It's like, even though it's a nice thing to do and you know, but there's so many weird dudes out there. Like, you can't have any good intentions.
There's a fine line being known as the candy man around kids. You gotta the church being the candy man's one thing, out in the wild being the candy man's another thing. I had to tell him that. I'd be like, you can't just be out here giving little kids suckers all the time.
Yeah,
not in today's society.
No, not with all these freaks out here.
Speaking of freaks, who the hell is this?
That was Marcus.
The guy looks like Tim McGraw.
Her name is Ashley.
She's gone now.
Her name's
Ashley. She's a big country music star?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, what's her name? Her name's Ashley. Type in.
No.
Type in.
I don't need that.
Type in country.
No. Last
Ashley.
Call on the other side. Last year
on the show.
Oh, that's a good fitting end to how terrible I've been today. Sorry, guys, I'm not sleeping well.
I think it's been kind of fun today.
Last call is brought to you by Linderman Sports Medicine. If you want to be like Cody and just go walk in the park and feel good and have a healthier lifestyle, visit LindermanSportsMedicine.com. If you have any ailments keeping you down, Surgery is not always the answer. Sometimes you can get back in the game of life without it. Visit LindermanSportsMedicine.com. LindermanSportsMedicine.com. Last cure.
Sometimes surgery is not the answer. Sometimes you just need Xanax.
That or a therapist.
That's kind of the whole idea of going to the therapist. To get Xanax. To get the medication.
No, that's different, right?
I do.
There's a therapist and a
psychiatrist.
A psychiatrist is the one that can give you medicine, right? I don't think a therapist can give you medicine.
Yeah, there's something like that.
Yeah, one of them
can. A psychologist and psychiatrist. One of them psychologist can prescribe and one can't.
No, I don't think a psychologist is the same as a psychiatrist, right?
I don't know. I know one of them. I feel like one of them can prescribe medicine and one is not supposed to, or one can't.
I have a friend like that.
I like the Chris Rock joke when he said his therapist, his psychiatrist has never paid for
a
show.
It's what I said. A therapist is just there to talk to you and hear you out and give you advice. And a psychiatrist can give you prescribed medication.
I feel like we are kind of rare these days in the fact that we're just raw dog in life and we're not prescribed anything. Because a lot of people are walking around on like antidepressants, anti-anxiety.
Everything. Well, I always felt that way even in college. Like whenever I saw everybody popping Adderalls, I've talked about that before. Like,
these people are so happy.
They're so focused and I'm just here. I'm here tired drinking Mountain Dew and they seem so much more focused than me.
I do want to.
I've never been prescribed anything really.
I want to get on a good prescription.
I've never done anything.
A good pill.
Program. Other than the time I tried to get my toe fungus gone, I took something for 3 months and it didn't work.
I think Adderall is the answer. I think that's the one. See if you can get us an Adderall script.
I don't need it.
We'll just split it.
You can have it.
We'll see if you can get one so I can have it. I'll pay you for it.
So a psychologist.
Just kidding.
A psychologist usually has a doctorate degree and they're not medical doctors, so they can't really do anything with the. Medicine either.
Who's not a medical doctor?
The psychologist.
Ah, he'd be so mad to hear you say that.
That's just what Google said.
And then he'd try to big boy you, and you'd be like, "You ain't even a doctor, bro."
Psychologists do research, and that's the difference between a therapist. Okay. Now we're up to speed. Cam, you got a story?
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear it.
Audi has this.
Roll.
Okay.
No! God, please, no! No!
Tennessee guy gets.
Stop! Love Tennessee.
Pump your brakes, kid.
Tennessee Bureau of Investigation?
How'd you say that first word?
Tennessee?
Tennessee Brewery of Investigation.
Yeah.
Bureau. Yeah, I was gonna say, now Cam's got me messed up. Bureau
of Investigation.
What are the five bureaus in New York?
Oh, that's a borough.
Right.
Has charged a man with identity theft as he made 8 fraudulent DraftKings accounts.
Nice. Wait, who charged him?
The TBI.
So was he getting like the bonuses and stuff? Or what was he doing?
It's basically identity theft because he made a bunch of different identities, I guess, to have different accounts.
Was that so that he could get the bonuses, though, is what I'm saying? Like, so he can get like the $1,000 free plays and stuff? Or?
Well, this story actually has like 0 details on it. But he was he was arrested.
I made my mom sign up one time so I could use her new person bonus
for the fraud.
For the Super Bowl 1 year, but
fraud.
She didn't give me any.
He was charged with 8 accounts of identity theft. Their class is felony, so he's likely to serve time in prison. It was a joint investigation between the Tennessee Sports Wagering Advisory Council and the TBI.
Yeah.
But they haven't released any details on how they were reported or things like that, and no blames has been added to DraftKings, but
interesting.
Yeah. I guess this guy was identity theft. So if you got a bunch of fake accounts, keep your eyes peeled.
Not good.
Delete. A little bit of breaking news on the way out, sort of kind. I guess 15 minutes ago, but
Paul George.
Yeah, Paul George sprained right knee, so he did not tear anything. It looked ugly, but good for him. He's battled a lot of injury. Leg, especially when he broke it, but he will be out for at least 2 to 3 weeks. He'll be reevaluated in 2 to 3 weeks, so I would imagine that's the end of the regular season for Paul George. They all of a sudden in a little bit of trouble of falling out of the playoff picture. The drive's up next. Cody, Cam, good luck tomorrow. I'll bring home a piece of the net for the final four.
Ooh, yeah, try to get one.
I'll try though. Okay, I will.
Run on the court.
I will run on the court. I need a net for Cody.
See you Monday.
See ya.